I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Just the level of X's and O's and nuance, and we gave it to you on a special teams play. Well, not special team, basically. A last play of the game, last-ditch effort. Who's doing that? Who's doing that in this city?
Nobody. You got Larangiaga calling us up on a long car ride. Wow, you guys on the OBJ and the drama. Yeah, who's breaking down a Hail Mary quite like Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman? Nobody.
It's
Kevin Stefanski?
It's what makes Belichick such a good coach, that they break down things. Like, I've heard them talk about how Belichick will break down that onside kick, and they will go after every team that's performed an onside kick that year. He'll show them that week.
Like, for the rest of the hour, I want us to kiss our own ass over talking about that, because Kevin Stefanski brought up the Hail Mary and said he didn't rush enough people. He thought they might do underneath stuff. And what did you and I think? Well, he might. You were upset because he didn't rush enough people, which,
yes,
bingo, you were right. And I was right because I thought he might be thinking about underneath stuff.
Both of us were correct.
Man, just the football knowledge that's on this show. And it's going to get even better because we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Doug Deacon, Browns legend, Browns analyst. The football knowledge just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. Can I add a different part to the equation?
Oh, please.
Uh-oh.
Why would you not put David Njoku back there? Because the guy can jump out of the stadium and have him just try to play Akeem Olajuwon and slam dunk anything that comes down, because he's going to out jump everybody.
Deke, see, pretty clear at this point, this coach has no idea what he's doing on the biggest play of the season. Unbelievable.
I think he does.
You're not getting that in Cincinnati. Dave Lapham will say anything that Zach Taylor tells him to, and here's Doug Deacon going, you know, you might have done a little bit better. You put David Njoku back there.
I understand you got a chance to talk to Dave.
Heartwarming.
Yeah.
It was what they're calling the most sincere conversation of the year.
I can just hear the sincerity dripping over here.
Oh, it's fantastic. Doug Deacon with us on the show. We asked Mary Kay about it at the beginning of her interview. Let's ask you, how much do you think this offense misses Nick Chubb, and how injured do you think Kareem Hunt may very well be?
Well, I think, you know, anybody, once you start a season, you're injured. It's just a matter of, you know, at what percentage of your total ability can you play at. And Kareem Hunt, you know, he's still got that zip when he hits the line, and he plays bigger than his size. But, I mean, I'm sure he's banged up, you know. But with that said, you know, he's kind of like J.C. Treader. He's old school. He's out there every week.
Well, let's talk then about Wyatt Teller, because a lot of people are saying, well, Wyatt Teller is the difference. And I didn't think that was a conversation we'd be having before the season started. So it speaks to just how effective that run game has been with Wyatt Teller. With all that said, we kind of need him back that desperately.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a reason he's the starter and Chris Hubbard wasn't. But with that said, you know, Chris has filled in. And I think you got to look at the teams that you've played where, you know, when Wyatt Teller wasn't there. I mean, Pittsburgh is obviously one of the best defenses in the league. So, you know, that's one of the reasons you're going to miss him. Obviously, Cincinnati is not very good on defense. But with that said, you know, you took advantage of him in the passing game.
How much of it is an advantage that Chris Hubbard was on this offensive line last year and is able to swing around and fill in the role that he did for Jack Conklin earlier, and then here over the last couple of games with Wyatt Teller?
You know, those guys that can play multiple positions are, you know, priceless. I mean, and the thing about Chris, you know, he took a pay cut to stay here, and then he goes out and he just plays, you know, solid football. And you know, to have somebody like that on your team, it's, you know, it's like having a Swiss Army knife where you can just put him in, you know, someplace, and you know, you kind of have an idea of what you're going to get each and every week. And you know, Chris Hubbard is a team player, and you can't get enough of those guys.
You hear by the voice, the great Doug Deacon joining us on the show. For the job that Jedrick Wills has done so far, can you, I don't know, maybe next week I ask you to grade him since it's the bye week, but what have you thought of Jedrick Wills so far this year?
I thought he's done very well. I think, you know, there's, for somebody that, you know, really didn't have an off season to, you know, learn the pro game in regards to some of the looks you're going to get. And, you know, obviously, you know, you see some things here at this level you don't see at the collegiate level where, you know, teams, you know, scheme to really take advantage of you. And, you know, your blocking assignments, you know, you try to be as solid as you can to the middle. And, you know, thinking and playing at the same time, sometimes you get a step behind. But I think, you know, Wills has been a very good at that. I think, you know, as far as the smarts of it goes, he's been good. And, you know, as far as the technique, he's been good. I mean, nobody's lit him up, you know, and he hasn't had, but maybe a couple penalties. So, you know, I think, you know, he's playing at, you know, with the level you would expect where you drafted him.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. Help us out, Deke, because you get a view, especially these home games, you get the full view of what's happening on the field. And while we haven't seen production in 2 years when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr., we certainly have heard the coaches and the players, including Baker, say, oh, you don't even understand how he opens things up for this offense. So what have you seen, and how do they now get past this and make do without him?
Well, the thing, you know, about Odell, obviously, he's, you know, you go back to the Dallas game where, you know, he just kind of took the game over in the fourth quarter. You know, he was a big, you know, factor in that game. But, I mean, he's one of those guys that's an impact player. And once you get the ball in his hands, I mean, he is dangerous. And the thing is, he has that speed that, you know, the secondary has to respect. So it opens up things underneath. Yeah, you know, there's sometimes it seems like, you know, we try to force feed him. But, you know, the one of the things you want to do is get the ball in these guys' hands. You know, but by the same token, you know, you look at the offense that Kevin Stefanski runs, and, you know, all of a sudden you're finding other people open. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because I think Odell is a big factor in this offense in regards to how teams look at you defensively.
I got to tell you, Doug, I think the guy I'm most pleased with is a rookie in Harrison Bryant, because me as a fan, you know, we draft guys and it's like, well, this guy's a good pass catcher and he could do this. And then we're kind of just waiting for Godot the rest of their career with the Browns. He's really paid off already for this football team and is doing some nice stuff as a rookie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he was the Mackey Award winner, and we got him in the fourth round, which, you know, kind of makes him a steal at this point. And, you know, he's one of those guys that just has that football IQ and knows, you know, how to get open.
What was it like when you played the Raiders in the 70s and 80s?
Oh, it was a little different. You know, Al Davis, you know, he used to love to have the speed on his side. I know Greg Pruitt tells the story that the Browns traded Lyle Alzado and him to the Raiders, and they had a team meeting, and they introduced Lyle and Greg Pruitt, and guys started clapping for him. And Greg says, I turned to Lyle, and I go, they think we can still play. But, you know, they the Raiders, they usually have a cast of characters. You know, I go back to the guy who came out the same year as I did, Phil Villapiano, who played over at Bowling Green, was probably one of the biggest whack jobs I've ever, you know, met in the NFL. But, you know, Oakland was a suitable home for him because they would have practice during training camp, and halfway through practice, he said they'd take the defensive backs over and they'd get ice cream.
Well, it's very jeez, it's very weird because I think that's maybe what's missing from today's game a little bit, where you watch the Raiders from the 70s and 80s. I mean, you had guys like Ben Davidson, who was in behind the green door, for crying out loud here. I mean, you got real characters. There's a mystique there. I don't see that in today's NFL, really, with any team. It's okay, who's best and who's worst, and who can fill in the difference between there, Doug?
Well, yeah, I mean, you add into the equation, they had Matuzak, they had the snake, Kenny Stabler, and then over from Erie, PA, they had Freddie Blidnikoff, and they were all interesting characters, and I think, one of the things that Al Davis, would do, he didn't care what your background was, he just, cared what your 40-yard time was.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what's the future for Baker? What's the next step for Baker Mayfield now in his maturation process?
Well, just stack another game on, like the one he had on Sunday. I think, obviously it's, it shows what you can do when you get into a groove and get into a rhythm and, utilize the weapons that you have. And, I think he did a great job. Obviously, Cincinnati didn't have a great pass rush, but, the Raiders, they don't have a great pass rush either. So I think, you got to take advantage of the matchups that you get.
What do you think of John Gruden? And here he is, after they made a swift move regarding Khalil Mack, they've tried to establish that they needed a lot more talents, they needed picks, and they did just that. And here they are. There were some complications there with the COVID mess, but now they're going to have all their offensive linemen back for this game. What do you think of the job he's done?
Well, I think he's done a good job. I mean, obviously, he's a sharp guy. I think he would like to run the ball more effectively. You think of John Gruden as a guy that's, passing all the time, but he likes to have the power running game. And Jacobs, he's got a good running back, but so far this season, he really hasn't put up the numbers that I think you would anticipate in a Gruden's offense. But, the guy Waller is the guy that, is kind of the key to their offense, him and Carr. I mean, Carr is completing at a pretty high rate, 70-some percent. So, I mean, and he gets the ball out quickly, and he gets it out to, the right places. I think he's only thrown a couple interceptions on the year. So, he's kind of fit the Gruden style.
Overall, as we saw today, that Myles Garrett wins Defensive Player of the Month, and he really is kind of zooming in on what could be more accolades at the end of the year if he keeps this up. What has been most impressive to you about the way Miles has not only gotten sacks, altering plays, he's altered games?
Well, I think the fact that he's done it with two or three guys hitting him, and he draws a lot of attention every Sunday, and if you had some consistent pass rush on the other side, you can imagine what he would be doing. But, I think, Miles has just been determined to be the player that, that they thought they were going to get when they drafted him number one. And I think, he has shown that he's a game changer. And, between him and Denzel Ward, I mean, they, last week they were outstanding. And when you can have four or five forced fumbles, strip sacks, that's a pretty impressive thing for, a guy. We always hear about Aaron Donald, and I think he's second to Miles in sacks. But, I mean, those are the guys that change the game just all by themselves. And, they make offensive coordinators have to adjust their game plans.
Real quick, what type of Halloween candy does Doug Deacon hand out?
It's usually chocolate with caramel, so that when they don't come, I can eat it.
See, that's what it's about. Doug, we
always
thank you
thinking
very
ahead.
Much for the
time. Yep, plan ahead. Find something you like, not what they like.
What happens if you like everything like me, Doug? What are we going to do then?
There'll be some bourbon there and some 12-packs.
Shut your light off.
I figured you'd have a buffet line out in front, Kenny.
We actually do. I swear to God, Doug. Actually have a big table in the cul-de-sac, and you get to choose and do whatever you want there. I swear to God, Doug.
Is it one per participant?
Yeah, table.
When the kids come up, you get to let them take a handful, or you just let them take one.
Oh, I don't like to hold back the kiddies. Certainly, I can't be like that now. Doug, we thank you for the time, buddy. All the best.
Okay, guys.
The great Doug Deacon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, well, we got a thought about Anthony and handing out candy, I'm sure. And we have I Have a Theory at 940. And where does Kevin Stefanski rank amongst these greats? Because people are calling him great. And Lima brought up a great point earlier today. We keep talking about great things. Is we're maybe comparing Kevin too much to Freddie and Hugh and Rob and Butch and so on and so forth. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.